This is the Trev Report for February 13th, 2006. Hello and welcome once again to your monthly dose of Trev, the Trev Report, wherein you will find the many goings-on of Trevor Lalish Manal in the last month or so. Today is a very happy birthday edition for my lovely wife, Signe Rose. Happy birthday, Signe. And now, on with the report. Trev's love life. Today is Signe's birthday, but I am afraid to say that it is not a very happy one. About a week ago, Signe started having acute lower back pain. She went to a back specialist, and they told her that she is suffering from a slipped or herniated disc. Fortunately, there is no need for operation, but she has been told that she should lay down and not drive for at least 2 weeks. That couldn't stop us from going on a weekend vacation to a local hot spring resort, though. Signe and I had planned the outing for her birthday some time ago, and we decided that a hot spring and natural spring waters would help her. Having a change of scenery was also really good for Signe's spirit. Laying prone in the living room all day can get really boring. The resort we went to is called Shoen, and the hot springs in the area are famous for their beautifying qualities, and it turned out to be a great birthday trip, despite Signe's back trouble. Trev's work. Life as an ALT goes on as always. I have had a unique experience at the junior high school the other day. One of my English teachers was on vacation, and the other one had to leave to take care of her sick child on a day with three English classes. The result was that I, for the first time in 2.5 years, had to teach English class by myself. The teachers left me with dittos to have the kids mindlessly do, but I thought it would be better if I continued with our lessons, so that's what I did. The kids were all really well behaved, and we got a lot done. I was quite proud of myself that day, and the next time I saw my English teacher, she even commented that the kids really enjoyed my class. She went so far as to suggest that I take over more classes, but alas, that is not my job here. I enjoyed playing teacher for a day, but I have little legit desire to take over completely. I'm fine staying an assistant language teacher. There are some pictures of me teaching by myself up at the school website. Trev's next job. I'm intending to apply for an elementary school only ALT position in Shimane Prefecture, where I live now. Right now, I teach primarily at junior high school and twice a month at the two local elementary schools. If I get this new position, I'll be teaching anywhere from 2 to 21 different elementary schools, depending on where I am placed in the prefecture. Currently, there are only a handful of positions open, and there will be competition for them, but I am hoping that I'll be able to assure myself a spot, which would ensure that I have work for at least 2 more years here. Signe is also applying for a position in the JET program. She is flying home to America this month for an interview, and with any luck, she'll be able to get a position near where I end up. That would give us at least 3 more years of steady employment here, all the better to pay off our looming debts and loans with. The sooner we can free ourselves from that burden, the sooner we can look into other options, namely the 2-year volunteer positions in the U.S. Peace Corps. Trev's study. Despite all this banter of jobs in Japan and the Peace Corps, my main sights are still transfixed on a career as a U.S. Foreign Service officer, the first step of which is to take the Foreign Service written exam in April. I have applied and will be traveling to Osaka to take the 6-hour exam. The pass rate is very low, so I expect to have to take the annual test more than once to get in, but even when I pass the written exam, I will still have to fly to Washington, D.C. for a grueling day-long oral assessment. If and when I pass that, there are still months and months of background checks and medical exams that have to be passed. If you make it that far, you are put on a 2-year waiting list ordered by your score on the exam and oral assessment. So if you didn't do that great on one or the other, your chances of getting in before your name is off the list in 2 years can be pretty low. What it all comes down to is making sure you have willful employment for the interim, which is what I'm trying to ensure here in Japan for the time being. Of course, I am nervous about the exam, but I am doing my best to keep abreast of world news and current events. I recently subscribed to The Economist, as well as getting streaming news feeds off the internet, as well as refreshing my high school studies of U.S. history and politics. Last summer, I wrote out the entire Constitution with extensive liner notes to name just one thing I have been doing. One thing I need to improve upon is my essay writing skills. There is a section in the written exam where you have 15 minutes to write a well-structured essay for or against a given subject. I will keep at everything, and with luck and patience on my side, I intend to win the day. Trev's computers. There's nothing much to report on the computer front. Things are running pretty smoothly for the most part. I don't think I'll be in the market for a new computer anytime soon. I've been hanging out on pound fan subs on FNET, Internet Relay Chat, during the day, and some nights when I get home, I jump on my favorite MUD, Akea, and play around. I've been trying to use a computer less at home. There's no reason for me to be on it all the time these days. Trev's 1-point Japanese lesson. So, you want to learn Japanese? That's great! Last month, we reviewed the polite form of verbs. Now let's tackle the short form, or dictionary form, of Japanese verbs. There are three types: lieu verbs, ou verbs, and irregular verbs. Today, let's talk about irregular verbs. The good news about Japanese is there are only two irregular verbs. They are suru, which means to do, and kuru, which means to come. Let's look at how to conjugate these. Suru, in the polite form, is shimasu. The present positive is suru. The present negative is shinai. The past positive is shita. And the past negative is shinakatta. And kuru, which means to come, has a polite form of kimasu, the present positive of kuru, the present negative of konai, the past positive of kita, and the past negative of konakatta. That's it. Remember these two special cases and you're well on your way. Keep up your studies. Japanese can be a fun and rewarding language to learn. Well, that's about it for this time. Thanks for reading, and if you get a chance, be sure to drop me a line sometimes. I always like hearing from you. Until next month, take care. Yours, Trev.